Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Week 8 of the high school football season. Two more weeks left to go. The Memorial Tigers are still perfect after a 28-7 win on the road against the Wrights Panthers. They will play their final home game of the regular season this Friday night. It'll be the final meeting with the Vincennes Lincoln Atlases, at least while the Atlases are a member of the Southern Indiana Athletic Conference, and that'll be our game here on ESPN Radio coming up Friday night starting at 6:30. John Herney will join us. We'll talk about the win over the Panthers, talk about this week getting ready for Vincennes when this Memorial Football Show continues on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot that. Never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for, so don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties, online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
Attorney Scott Stratman is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and wishes Coach John Herney and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck this season. A smart game plan and good execution are keys to success in football and in legal matters, too. If you need help with estate planning, nursing home planning for a loved one, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is experienced, affordable, and has been helping clients in the Evansville area for over 25 years. Call Scott Stratman at 812-425-5345. Back here on the Memorial Football Show on this Tuesday afternoon, head coach John Herney joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Dan?
I'm doing fine. Well, thanks as always for a few minutes of your time. Tough football game this past week. 28-7 was the final over the Wrights Panthers after a scoreless first quarter. A couple of touchdowns to go up 14-0 at the half. Win the ball game 28-7 in your defense, kind of like you did in that first game with Jasper. Put a couple of points on the board with an interception, a pick six, and then a fumble return. So, all in all, just your thoughts on the win over the Panthers.
I thought, you know, obviously defensively, anytime you can get defensive scores, that takes a lot of pressure off offensively, and I felt like defensively they played really strong all night. Grayson Carter, Connor O'Donohue, and Connor Hoare, and those guys are really, you know, and we had some concerns coming into the game. You know, Jake Brackett wasn't playing, and Quinn Jackson, so we moved some people around. So really happy with the way those guys stepped up. And, you know, for the most part, we played a pretty clean game as far as not turning the ball over. And there's a few things we'd like to improve on, some catching punts. You know, we didn't catch, I think it was 4 or 5 punts that really backed us up inside the 10-yard line. And that's been kind of – that's something we've done a good job of all year, is handling the ball and getting forward and winning the field position. So I was really pleased with the fact we're able to overcome some of those things, and defensively really played lights out.
Well, you certainly did. I mean, this defense has been lights out the entire year. You know, most of the points given up have been by the reserves. We talked about that throughout the course of this campaign, John. And, you know, you go in there, and I know you're not a stats guy. You talk about that. But, I mean, just, you know, I kind of look at it just to kind of get ready for this show. And, you know, offensively, you know, those numbers are not going to really jump off the page and like, oh, my gosh, that's really impressive. But, again, it was consistency, and it was a pretty well-balanced attack, both the run game and the pass game the other night.
Yeah, you know what? It's some things that we've tried to build our program over the years is we've really been close to 50-50 running pass, try to protect the football, and defensively being fast, physical, and stopping the run. And we feel like if we don't turn the football over, and you know, we kind of have that 50-50 breakdown, and defensively, you know, we can be aggressive and play downhill and turn the ball over, that, you know, good things should come our way. So those are the things we've tried to build ourselves on.
Well, the other thing, too, you look at this Wrights Panther team, and had a chance to see them the previous week against Castle in a second-half team, and I know in several other games this year, you know, Jasper being another one that was a loss, kind of got off to a slow start, but somehow in the second half, you know, they were able to get back in the ball game and make it a one-possession game up at Jasper. But the other night, you guys pitching a shutout until the final 6 minutes of the game, so not really allowing the Panthers to kind of get back in that ball game, because when they scored, obviously at that juncture, the game was over.
Well, you know, the one thing I would say, they have the ability to score from almost anywhere, you know, and we talked about all week having good leverage defensively and being good tacklers and making plays in space, and you have to be able to do that when you play Wrights. If you can't make plays in space and leverage the ball, they've got guys that can score from anywhere.
John, you always say that you don't hang championship banners in August and September, but now we're in October, and that win last week over Wrights, an undefeated city championship, so it is October. There is a banner that you can hang. I know that's not really maybe – I mean, that's maybe the first one in what you hope will be many, but congratulations on the city championship.
Thank you. You know, that's something sometimes being in the conference and the way our conference is set up, we kind of overlook that city championship from time to time, but – you know, being involved in it as long as I have, that's a nice feather in the cap, but that's about what it amounts to, because, you know, we got bigger things ahead of us from the standpoint as we're working for the conference and getting ready for the tournament, and everything gets pretty serious going forward.
Welcome back with more of this edition of the Memorial Football Show right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
Bring your car or truck into Menke's Auto for a free certified inspection. No job is too large or small. Our full-service shop can handle everything from oil changes to engine replacements. Our technicians have over 90 years of experience, and Menke's offers free loaner cars as well. Call Menke's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment, or check them out on the web at menkesauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Menke's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Attorney Scott Stratman is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and wishes Coach John Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck this season. A smart game plan and good execution are keys to success in football and in legal matters too. If you need help with estate planning, nursing home planning for a loved one, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is experienced, affordable, and has been helping clients in the Evansville area for over 25 years. Call Scott Stratman at 812-425-5345.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
Welcome back to the Memorial Football Show on this Tuesday afternoon. During this segment, we have a chance to visit with junior linebacker Grayson Carter. Grayson, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir.
I would appreciate a few minutes of your time. Let's go back to the Wrights game on Friday night. Big ball game, obviously. Nothing at the end of the first quarter. And then an offensive and a defensive touchdown of the second quarter. And your name all over that fumble recovery from 14 yards out. Took it to the house. 14-0. Tell us about that play.
I just dropped back to my zone. I ball went out, and I was going out to help finish the tackle. And then I think it was Carno Donahue popped the ball out. The ball just bounced right to me, and I had a wide open lane for a touchdown. I took off.
That's the first touchdown you've ever scored?
Yeah, for varsity, yes.
How'd that feel?
It felt really good. I didn't really know what to do for a celebration. I was just kind of freaking out.
Okay. Well, then Carter had a pick six in the fourth quarter of that football game, and, you know, two defensive touchdowns in the game. That's not the first time that's happened this year, Grayson. I mean, you guys did that the opening game with Jasper. I mean, how tough is this defense? I don't know how many points the starters have given up, but I know it's not a whole lot. What's been the key to all the success of this Memorial defense this season?
I think the key of our success has just been, like, the intensity that we've been bringing to games and practice, and we've been really, like, dialed in games and practice, which in turn, like, we all do our jobs, which is also a big component. Like, no one tries to overplay that, or, like, we trust each other, so we all do our jobs, and we get it done.
I would think attention to detail has been an integral part of the success of this team as well.
Yeah, I agree with that. We all just are really focused on game days. We all focus on our job and trust our teammates to do their job. And then none of us overplay, then there's not many holes in our defense.
Well, there certainly hasn't been all this 2025 season up until now. I mean, you guys are perfect 7-0. Now you get a Vincennes team coming into Enloe Field on Friday night. It'll be the final regular season home game. What you've seen on tape so far from Vincennes offense, what would be the keys this week, and how do you slow them down and put together another performance like you have all season long?
I think, again, it just comes down simply to everyone doing their jobs and filling the right holes so that we can kind of contain their guys. I mean, I know they got a good running back and an elusive quarterback, so if everyone does their job, I think that's all it's going to come down to, and we'll be able to shut them out like we did right.
Grayson, when you guys go into a football game, I mean, is the first priority kind of to stop the run? I mean, there are some teams in this league that put the ball in the air a little bit more than what they run, but I think Vincennes is a team that been pretty balanced, at least when their starting quarterback was there. I'm not sure if he'll play Friday night or not, but is this a team right now that you're gearing on more to stop the run than the pass, or do you have to obviously be on the lookout for both?
I think we're definitely more focused on stopping the run throughout the week, just because, like, a lot of the run plays are a lot more complex. Like, we trust our secondary to be able to guard basically any pass play. Like, we'll go over it some in practice, but we'll mostly focus on runs with, like, different pulling guards and pulling tackles and whatnot, what to expect that week for us up front. Because when we stop the run, and then we also bring a lot of pressure up front, like, our D linemen do a really good job with that. So it makes it really hard for teams to throw the ball against us.
Well, you guys won the city championship last week, trying to, you know, zero in on a conference championship this week or next. So, I mean, how important is it right now in October for this football team, and how excited are you just at the prospects of what is still in front of you?
I'm really excited for what's to come because we have a really good team this year, so I think we could really put together a really good season and end it off well. I'm really excited for our defense because we've been playing at such a high level, so I think we'll be able to continue that through the postseason and the end of this year.
Grayson, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thanks so much, and good luck to you and that Memorial defense in their game on Friday with Vincennes.
Thank you, sir.
All right, that's Grayson Carter. We'll come back at the Scotty Report on Vincennes from head coach John Hurdy when this Memorial football show continues on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref. Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me.
Hey, wait, you forgot the... Never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Attorney Scott Stratman is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and wishes Coach John Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck this season. A smart game plan and good execution are keys to success in football and in legal matters too. If you need help with estate planning, nursing home planning for a loved one, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is experienced, affordable, and has been helping clients in the Evansville area for over 25 years. Call Scott Stratman at 812-425-5345.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio. Plus, carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
Tired of paying dealer prices for your car or truck repairs? Bring your car to Menke's Auto, a local business that offers a free 66-point inspection and free loader cars. Menke's ASC certified technicians will go over the car from top to bottom. Call Menke's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment or check them out on the web at menkesauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Menke's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance.
And even, shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Back here on the Memorial Football Show, Week 8, the Tigers getting set for their final regular season home game Friday night at Enloe Field. That'll be our game here on ESPN. They'll take on the Vincennes Lincoln Aliases, and as we've been talking about all year long, this is the final year for Vincennes being in the conference. John, as you take a look at this Allison football team, they come in with a record of 3-4. They've been banged up. I mean, everybody's been banged up. It's October. You expect that in the SIAC. But they're coming off a very tough loss to North. They kind of fought their way back in the second half of that contest. Just overall, your thoughts on Vincennes?
You know, as far as 3-4 football teams go, they're pretty dangerous. You know, I know they've been fighting their quarterback being out. And I even know their defensive end linebackers had some leg injuries, but he's still playing. But, you know, I think they're a solid physical football team, and that kind of showed up against North. And they went, you know, kind of toe-to-toe with them and having so many guys out. You know, North faking a punt and doing some things to, you know, put themselves in a little bit better position. But, you know, we're going to have to be ready to go for them this week.
All right, so, I mean, again, talking to other coaches throughout the year on this program when they play Vincennes, and they've just always talked about how physical they are. And I don't have to tell you that, and I just remember going back to last year's football game when you guys went up there. I mean, it was an absolute dogfight, not really decided until kind of late in that football game, and you guys were able to make some plays. It's a tough place to play up there, but you have them here in Evansville coming up on Friday night. What do you expect as far as them offensively, maybe with the backup quarterback?
Well, I think more of the same. I think they're going to try to slow the game down, grind away and take some shots. They do a lot of max protect and take shots down the field. Defensively, you know, they jump in and out of a 4- and a 3-man front, try to cause a little confusion, but they try to play fast. And they're physical. Every year it's been a physical game for us, and you know, that's one thing we're, you know, preparing the kids this week that, you know, they're not going to come in here, you know, just because we're 7-0 and lay down. They're going to come in and fight 10 times harder. And we got to get ourselves ready to go for the week.
All right. Defensively, what kind of scheme do they lose? What will Luke and that offense have to deal with?
Well, I think that the one thing that they did last year, and I've noticed this year, when they jump in and out of different fronts, making sure that's not causing confusion for us, and then we can still play fast up front. And then, you know, really Luke just not assuming anything and just take what they're giving us. And I think if we can distribute the ball to the guys, you know, take what they give you. Is back in the day, Coach Collins used to say, never go broke making a profit. If you just take what they give you and don't force the ball, things should be good. You know, we've done a pretty good job most of the year protecting the football. We need to continue to do that.
So this time of the year, John, it goes without saying, and you talked about this earlier, the fact that you just got to clean up on some of the mental mistakes. And so this week, kind of what is it about the Memorial football team that's really kind of your priority 1, 2, and 3 to be a better football team than you were last week?
Just work on kids' confidence and that we're going the right direction. And you know, the one thing I think we used to do well was everything kind of looked the same. And so we build off of what we're doing so it's not so predictable from time to time. And I think we need to continue to work on those things.
All right, to win this week, you get at least a share of the conference championship. Jasper, you talked about this earlier. You're glad that you saw them in week one. You know, they're right there on the doorstep and just waiting for you guys to fall. So, I mean, it's championship football from here on out, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's kind of our schedule sets up kind of well for this to finish off with, you know, we go right then into Vincennes and right into to Castle, three pretty physical weeks in a row. Typically, they're pretty meaningful weeks too that prepare you for the tournament.
John, as always, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thanks so much, and all the best to you and the Tigers this week against Vincennes.
Thank you.
All right, that's John Herney. This has been the Memorial Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.